This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Defense Minister of China Wei Fenghe holds cordial meetings with President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Nepal and China agrees to increase cooperation between armies of both countries. Government dismisses latest report of Transparency International, claiming it baseless and politically biased product, and at least 110 civilians killed in a massacre in Nigeria. Now the news in detail. The State Councillor and Defence Minister of China, Wei Fenghe, held a cordial meeting with President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday evening. Spokesperson at the Office of the President, Badrinath Adhikari, informed that President Bhandari expressed her belief that the meeting would remain as a milestone in Nepal-China relation. The President also applauded China's policy to respect Nepal's sovereignty, geographical integrity and internal affairs. Earlier, the Chinese Defence Minister Wei had held a cordial meeting with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at Balwatar. As per Foreign Affairs Advisor to the Prime Minister Dr. Rajan Bhatrai, during the meeting, Prime Minister Oli believed that the Nepal-China relation would further deepen in days to come. Yesterday itself, the State Councillor and Defence Minister of China, Chief of Army Staff Purna Chandra Thapa, held meeting about mutual welfare and bilateral cooperation between armies of the two countries. Wei also pledged to provide additional assistance to the Nepali Army in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. During the bilateral meeting, Minister Fenghe announced to provide military assistance worth 50 million yuan to strengthen co-work and partnership between the armies of both countries. Upon his arrival yesterday, Nepal Army presented a guard of honor to the Chinese Defense Minister Wei at the Army headquarters. Chinese Minister Wei Fenghe wrapped up his one-day Nepal visit on Sunday itself. The government has dismissed a latest report of the Transparency International, claiming it a baseless and politically biased product. Making the recent cabinet decisions public yesterday, the government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, claimed that the Transparency International report is aimed at defaming the government and the ruling party. He clarifies that the government of Nepal cannot accept the ill-intentioned report. Minister Gurung further claimed that the method, procedure, context, and literatures used by the Transparency International are not trustworthy and valid. Similarly, the government has taken a decision to collect data of those injured in People's Movement, Armed Conflict, and Tarai Mothers Movement and carry out their treatment for free at government hospitals. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said the government will move forward to the path of prosperity by collaborating with the private sector. In a discussion with officials of Confederation of Nepalese Industries yesterday, the Finance Minister said the government is on dialogue to address the demands of the private sectors. Minister Paudel also assured the industrialists that the government would take them in confidence while making policies and regulations until the implementation phase. He urged the private sector to work with high confidence despite challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyanwali has said people are not in favour of changing ministers or the Prime Minister in the present situation. inaugurating a drinking water project in Satyavati rural municipality of Gulmi district yesterday. Minister Gyawali said some forces want to see change in government as they were used to in changing government in every 1 year. The minister warned such forces not to indulge in game to hurt the people and undermine people's aspiration. The Ministry of Health and Population has recorded additional 1,404 recoveries from coronavirus infection. With this, Nepal has witnessed more than 212,000 recoveries as of now. As per the ministry update, 1,255 corona cases have been reported in the last 24 hours. Nepal's total corona case tally has neared 231,000 as of now. Likewise, Nepal's corona death toll had jumped to 1,479 with additional 25 deaths. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कूल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. A gruesome massacre against farmers in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 110 people. The United Nations has said raising tolls initially indicating 43 and then at least 70 dead. The killings took place in the early afternoon of Saturday in the village of Koshibo and other rural communities in the Jere local government area near Maiduguri, the capital of the conflict-hit Borno state. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Nigeria said in a statement on Sunday, armed men on motorcycles led a brutal attack on civilian men and women who were harvesting their fields. At least 110 civilians were ruthlessly killed and many others were wounded in the attack, he added, noting that several women are believed to have been kidnapped. The incident is the most violent direct attack against innocent civilians this year. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack by the armed group Boko Haram and its splinter faction. The Islamic State in West Africa province have carried out a series of deadly assaults in the area in recent years. U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci has warned that the country could see surge upon surge of coronavirus cases in the coming weeks. Millions of people are returning home following the Thanksgiving holiday. Speaking on Sunday, he said it was not too late for those yet to travel to help curb the virus by wearing masks and socially distancing. The United States has recorded more than 13 million coronavirus cases and more than 266,000 people have died. At least 34 people have been killed in two separate suicide bombings that targeted a military base and a provincial chief in Afghanistan. In eastern Ghazni province of Afghanistan, 31 soldiers were killed and 24 others wounded on Sunday when an attacker dropped a military vehicle full of explosives onto an army commander base. The attack was also confirmed by Interior Minister spokesperson Tariq Aryan, though he did not provide details on casualties. Afghanistan has seen a spate of car bombings over the last few months, despite peace talks currently underway between the Kabul government and the Taliban in Qatar. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mainly fair throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 22.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Defense Minister of China Wei Fenghe holds cordial meetings with President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Nepal and China agree to increase cooperation between armies of both countries. Government dismisses latest report of Transparency International, claiming it baseless and politically biased product. And at least 110 civilians killed in a massacre in Nigeria. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.